Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Just a quick reminder before we get started. If you haven't listened to our interview with Alex Doman from Advanced Brain Technologies yet, you need to check it out ASAP. Because after we interviewed him, we teamed up with him and his team to bring you guys a special offer on any of their products, including the listening program. Just head over to our website, thesensoryproject.com/pages/podcast to get started today. And then you can use our code, thesensoryproject, for a discount on any of their programs. We're both certified providers and can help you experience the amazing benefits that come from ABT's programs.
Oh, and we wanted to remind you guys that we have our membership site, The Sensory Project Club, and it is alive and thriving. We are sharing resources, handouts, templates, guides, how-to videos. Oh my word, we could go on and on because we are sharing all the things with our members. So if you want to become a member, just go to thesensoryprojectclub.com and get signed up. We cannot wait to see you guys in there. Hey, friends.
Oh, hi, guys.
Welcome back to the Sensory Project Show.
So this is like episode 63, I guess.
Yep. 63.
Why did the numbers seem so big? Know.
And it is our first product review podcast.
Drum roll.
Usually you see these on YouTube, but we are not on YouTube.
Nope.
So
we don't want you to see our faces. Just hear our voices.
Right? Okay, apparently you're not supposed to see our face. I mean, we're on Instagram all the time.
I mean, but it's different.
Okay. So we are talking about ARC Therapeutic today.
Woohoo!
If you follow us on Instagram, Jessica's jazz. Jazzy Jessica.
I don't know.
If you follow us on Instagram, you saw our, or hopefully you saw our like unboxing of a giant box of products from them that they shared with us.
So amazing. They sent us so many things.
And we were on cloud nine.
And we use them every day. Mm-hmm. With
every
our
day.
Kids. Every
yep.
day.
So we are going to share a lot of the things that they sent us and how we use them and why we use them and the benefits.
Because I think, you know, we recommend these products to our families a lot. And I think it's just really important to have these tools in your toolbox if you can. They have a whole bunch of different things. They're constantly coming up with new products.
Oh, yes.
Like I feel like they have something new all the time.
They do. Yeah. Goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the first one is the Z-Vibe, and it is probably our favorite that we use most often.
And I think it's the most well-known.
Yes.
Along with like the chew tubes.
Yes.
Right? The handheld chew tubes.
The P and the Q. The chewy P and Q.
Yes. And I mean, I feel like we've talked about this a lot on our Instagram.
We've shared a lot of videos on our stories.
Yes.
So the Z-Vibe is a little vibrating device that you put tips on. And so the tips are anything and everything. They have animals. They have spoon tips. They have like little textured tips. They have a pencil tip that you can put on there. And you just twist the top and it turns on. And so before we go too much further, we want to disclaimer that if you untwist the top all the way, the batteries can come out and the spring can come out. So it can be a choking hazard. So we just want to make sure that you're not leaving your child alone with these tools.
Okay, so let's just repeat that. Never leave your child alone with the Z-Vibe.
Yep.
Okay, great.
So why is vibration so good?
Proprioceptive input.
So let's break it down. So let's talk about the Z-Vibe for oral awareness and feeding. And it helps to increase the child's awareness of what's going on in their mouth.
It helps to increase their awareness of where their oral structures are. And it just activates all of the muscles in the mouth.
And it can also help with desensitizing. So for our kiddos who are tactile sensitive orally, it can reduce that and make them more willing to try new foods and tolerate different textures.
And because you can get it with the spoon tip, it can be a really fun way to incorporate during spoon feeding.
Yes. And the little animal tips.
Oh, those are fun.
They have little spoon
ears.
Yeah. Yes. It's yes. really hard to explain it verbally, but
yeah,
you get the idea.
Yeah.
So then let's talk about the pencil tip for the Z-Vibe.
Yes, so this one's really cool, and every kid that I have ever used this with has loved the vibrating pencil.
Yes.
You can also have the pen tip. Mm-hmm. You can do the pencil or the pen, and then you can also use it with crayons.
Yes. So it's really great for kids who struggle with motivation during handwriting activities.
Yes.
Great to increase registration throughout their hands and arms.
And again, you know, vibration helps activate the muscles. Mm-hmm. So it's going to work those hand muscles. And then it also gives some good feedback to help with the expected amount of pressure required when writing or coloring and drawing to help those kids who struggle with the amount of pressure they're using.
Which in turn will improve their endurance with handwriting because when they're pushing so hard, they fatigue quickly. Mm-hmm. And if they learn to push with the appropriate amount of force, their hands won't fatigue as quickly and they can write longer and it's just going to be so much better.
Boom. There it is. Okay, so let's talk about one of the grips that we got. And I just laugh every time I try to say the name of this because I just think it sounds really silly, but it's called a butter grip. See?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's funny. It's called a butter grip, but it's really cool. And if you watch our stories, you've probably seen us post about it in our stories.
What's cool about it, though, is it's not a traditional grip. It's not teaching your kids where to put their fingers. So it facilitates more of a natural grip, but it opens the web space. So it's like they're holding the butter grip in their hands.
And they're still, their fingers are on the pencil still.
What's comfortable to them.
Yes.
With an appropriate grasp. Because it's really hard to do a lateral grasp when they have this grip on.
Yes, so. It does. And I think from a visual standpoint too, some of our lower kids, it helps them to visually see where they should be holding the pencil.
Totally.
You know, some of our kids hold their pencil or their crayon way up at the top. And this helps like, oh, let's hold down on the pink grip, you know, whatever.
The butter grip.
Whatever you, I can't say butter grip though. That's I'm so like, funny. Butter is food. I don't understand. It's fine.
Because it makes your grip look like butter. What? It's so good. Butter's so good.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Anyways. Okay.
The next one.
Chewable pencil toppers.
I love these so much because as a young child, I was a pen and pencil top chewer.
Oh. I did. And you know what's funny? Also, my aunt, she is a retired kindergarten teacher, and she had a kiddo who chewed his pencil to pieces.
Oh.
And this was before chewer. And this was before chewies were even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the store and actually picked out a dog toy to give him to chew on, like a safe dog toy, and it totally remediated everything, and the kiddo was good to go.
Oh, I love it.
So now we joke about, oh, just give him a dog toy to chew on.
Perfect. Whatever you can use.
So now we have these super cool pencil toppers.
Yes. So this is perfect for those kids who are seeking oral motor input during handwriting, drawing, coloring tasks, whether they're chewing on the pen and pencil, whether they're chewing on their shirt. If there's overflow in their mouth when they're drawing and coloring, this is a great way to kind of help decrease that a little bit.
Yeah, and just keep in mind that these kiddos are regulating their bodies when they are chewing. They are increasing their arousal level,
their attention,
and they're doing it for a reason. They're not just chewing to chew. I mean, no one wants to just chew because of it.
Or chew a pencil just for fun.
Yeah, you're chewing to meet your needs.
Yes.
So keep that in mind so we're not punishing or turning it into a negative experience.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing with a lot of these these oral motor tools and a lot of the other tools. This is totally off topic, but a lot of the things we use, you know, weighted blankets and weighted vests and oral motor tools, we don't want them to be a negative consequence.
Absolutely.
These are tools to help our kiddos regulate and increase their attention, help their bodies feel calm and happy. And I think that as therapists and as parents, it's huge for us to remember that the words we use when we're providing these tools to our kids is gonna have an impact on how they see it, right? So if you come up to your kid and you're like, oh my gosh, stop chewing the pencil, use this chew tube instead, it's kind of like going to have a negative association. Instead, say, oh, I see you're chewing on your pencil. Why don't we get you something a little bit better to chew on?
There you go.
And just the way you...
It's all about approach.
It is. It's about approach and language, and give them the tools and have it be positive.
Yes.
Okay, so box done.
All right. On to the next one, which is a chewable necklace.
Oh my gosh.
So you had a kiddo come in the other day with his own chewy necklace.
He did. He got one from his school.
How awesome.
And he even told me, because I was asking him about it, I was like, what do you have there? And, you know, it took us a couple minutes, but he was able to tell me they gave it to me to help my attention.
Oh.
And I was like,
gosh.
They're not wrong.
Good job, school.
So chewable necklaces are super cool, and ARC has some really cool different ones. They have like dinosaurs. Those are my faves.
Legos, superheroes.
Super fun.
Sharks. Anything you can think of.
Pretty much.
Another one that I am really obsessed with.
Oh,
it's a new one.
Yes.
I hadn't seen this before. But these are fidget spinners that have the same material, the same chewable material that are the pencil toppers and the necklaces. And they're not specifically designed for chewing, but they're safe to be chewed on.
Yes.
And they're really cool fidgets. I use them.
And they feel really cool. Like, it's almost like a rubbery type material.
Yes.
So it has kind of that smooth feeling, mm-hmm. which is kind of fun. And then one of the ones we have from ARC is like a Lego texture, which
yes.
is super fun.
I love the little bumps.
Yeah.
I do. There's one with like bigger Lego bumps, and then on the other side, they're like little bumps, and I really like it.
Yeah. I don't know why it sounded so funny. Anyways. Yeah. So these are really cool fidget spinners. And I mean, I feel like fidget spinners have such a bad rep.
They do.
But they can be a great tool.
Absolutely. All right, on to the next one. Another new one.
Yes.
Fidget.
Yeah.
Fidget bookmarks.
These were super cool when we pulled them out. I'm a big book nerd, and I like to actually have my book. And so then I'm always like, well, what am I going to use for a bookmark? And I always grab like a sticky note or something. But these are super fun little bookmarks.
They have the little bumps on them too.
They have the little bumps.
Can you guys tell I'm a sensory seeker?
And these are kind of like the fidget spinners, where they're not like necessarily meant for chewing, but they can be used as, you know, a mouth fidget while
Absolutely.
Your kiddo is reading their book.
Yep.
I love it.
All right. So let's chat about some tips for successful use of these oral motor tools.
We already said it, but reiterate, because it's super important, don't just let your kid run around with it, especially that Z vibe where they can unscrew it and the little pieces can fall out. But just in general, you know, these aren't just like random toys. These tools are tools.
Absolutely.
And they are meant to provide input at certain times during certain activities to help, you know, attention and arousal level, not just to be ran around with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is something that is hard to grasp, or...
Well, it's important to establish the expectations.
There it is. That's
initially.
What it
was. So when you bring
Thank
home
you.
These toys, or you get them in the mail, make sure that you teach the expectations up front. So that way you reduce those tantrums that come down the road when you take it away from the child while they're running around the house. That rule is there. You may not run with a Z-Vibe in your mouth. You, It is only to be used while we are sitting at the table or sitting here or there, whatever it is. Just establish those early on and it'll make a big difference.
Absolutely, yeah. And teach that, you know, they have a positive effect on your kiddo. And for our older kiddos, they can kind of learn that, oh, this helps my body feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's important too.
And make sure that you are chatting with your therapist if you're seeing an OT or a speech therapist for feeding specifically or just oral motor skills in general. Make sure that you talk to them about the products that they're using, the techniques that they're using. Make sure that they demonstrate what they're doing with you so that way you can carry it over at home, because yes, one day of feeding therapy isn't going to make a giant impact unless it is carried over into a variety of different environments.
Yes.
So make sure that you are advocating for your child and asking questions and getting these products at home if you can.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, some really good times to use these different oral motor tools like the Z-Vibe or the Chew Necklace would be during transitions.
Yes.
To get that oral motor input, that proprioceptive input that can be calming, using them during mealtime as some preparatory exercises before eating, during challenging activities like homework or reading, some, you know, times when your child needs to be sitting quietly, and giving them an oral motor tool to use is a great strategy to use to help with that attention.
A super simple strategy.
Super simple.
Really quick. Just put it in your pocket. Attach it to a carabiner on your hip.
Ooh, there you go. Easy peasy.
So another tip is be conscious of the child's age. So age and ability.
Yes.
Level of function.
Yes.
Cognitively.
Yes.
So an older, more socially aware child probably wouldn't use a necklace. We'd give them those pencil toppers or those more incognito tools just to help them fit in and be a little bit less.
They'll stand out less to their peers. And for those older, higher functioning kids, they want to be socially accepted. And so we don't want them, you know, to be singled out because they're using a tool that their friends think is weird. So mm-hmm. we want to give them the ones that they can use a little bit more secretively, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, find out what is best for your child. But we just wanted to throw that little tidbit out there because that's just our goal as therapists, is we want these kiddos to fit in and to feel confident in their own skin.
Yes.
Regardless of what their needs are.
Yes. There it is. Okay, that's it.
All right. Art Therapeutic. Awesome stuff. You guys check them out. They've got Instagram. They share some really cool activities and tips and strategies on their Instagram. They share them on their Facebook. They share them on their website. They have a blog.
Ooh, their blog is really, really good, you guys.
Yes. So a lot of free information is out there. You just have to take the time to soak it up.
Easy.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so make sure you leave us a review on iTunes, you guys. We love hearing from you on Instagram, but really getting in there and leaving us a review helps us to reach more people and get out there for more people to listen to us.
And it warms our hearts. Don't you guys want to warm our hearts?
Don't you want to warm our hearts?
Please, just warm our hearts. Or don't. I mean, be honest.
Yes, you know. Please be honest.
Some episodes we do better at getting our words out than others.
Sometimes we struggle.
And that's okay. So just, you know, lay down the law and tell us what you feel.
Yeah, let us know what you think and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye. We are so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child, therefore, we do not know any specific needs, therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.